Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night kind of miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to what? To goddamn be. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading all of our shit and putting it into your ears from DJNewStyleShow.com, all the other shows on Hear Us Talk, and also with me, as always, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing tonight, you son of a bitch bastard? How are you, Steve?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm lovely. Happy.
Where does lovely rank in terms of great? Is that better than great?
No. Lovely is, like, fine. It's, like, not even great.
I'd rather be lovely than fine. But, Steve, that's beside the point. How you are is really irrelevant, and I truly don't give a shit about it. It's just something to say to get you talking.
I know. It's one of those...
But really...
Rhetorical greetings.
But really, how's it going? I don't know.
It's not going anywhere.
No, it isn't going anywhere, Steve. This is a Thursday night installment of the DJ New Style Show. And
Thursday night miracle.
Yeah, but I don't think it's even on that level. It's still just a really late Tuesday. A really late Tuesday night miracle.
The Tuesday night act of God.
That's way too fucking grandiose for this shit. Like, for this thing that a few people will listen to while pretending to work at their fucking desk, alt-tabbing whenever they hear fucking footsteps, and they'll go, oh, no, I had that up the whole time. Yeah, I've been working on a pie chart. I've never seen anybody really have to make a pie chart, but for some reason you just alt-tab and then there's a fucking pie chart in the works, and then people know that you're busy. Anyway, Steve, it's a Thursday night, and you know what? Things happen. I've been working a little bit later. I'm coming up on a year at my current employer. I can't even call it my new job. It's my job at this point.
Your latest job.
My latest venture, my project, my passion, my love. No. The place I go so that I can eat and live places. So I can live somewhere and eat food and have things.
And get to that place.
Yeah. Well, listen, Steve, this is where I go to. I actually enjoy it. It's a far cry from the point where I started it, where I first went there having no idea what the fuck to expect. Obviously, this is, you know, the usual transition. You go and you have no idea what to expect. Either you're incredibly cocky and you're just swinging a fucking dick of confidence that should never be reckoned with, or you are fucking frightened. You have no idea what the fuck is going on, who these people are, who's good at what, who sucks, who's going to piss you off. You have no fucking idea. But around this time, about a year in, you pretty much should have everything pegged. You should know everybody's name. You should talk to everybody. You should pretty much have a feel for the strengths and weaknesses of all your coworkers. And it's a good place to be a year into the job, and I'm using the word should, because I would wager that there's probably 20 people. I could, like, if you put them up, I might be able to pick a name out of my email contact list. No, maybe not 20. Okay, maybe it's a good 16. 16 people? No, 6 people probably I've never spoken to. Have no business speaking to, and just haven't gotten to know personally. You put them up and tell me that I have to name them or I'm fired. I'm looking for a new job afterwards.
Eh. What I always do is I let my job dictate who I talk to, and I don't stray out of that dictation of who I should talk to very much at any job. That's unless it's a cute girl.
Oh, yeah. Then you'll fucking go. You'll
then I'll be in the mailroom.
You'll take
or
a short drive if it's in the other campus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, you'll find yourself always there. If you're a single dude and there's a chick that you are interested in, you'll just fucking gravitate towards it. I think up until a certain age, right? It's not like, I mean, don't you hit a point where that pining shit is done? Like, you just don't fucking get that little tingle in your fucking nuts anymore?
I think you haven't been single in a while. That's what I think that is.
You know what? That could very well be what it is. I'm sorry. Hey, I don't know. It just
getting old.
Yeah, I think I am. I think I'm approaching old age. I'm starting to forget things. Like I had to really really consider where I was at mentally, because I was forgetting some things, and I don't usually forget. I have a pretty decent memory.
That's not good.
Well, yeah.
I'd be scared of that. I'd be scared of like constant forgetting things.
It's because, you know, I've had my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and so like.
Yeah, that's why I would be scared.
So like at the end, like it's like, well, I could say this, but there's no chance in hell it's ever gonna get fucking retained. So. Whatever, I'll just fucking say anything I want to. Like, hey, Grandma, look at OJ on this magazine. Isn't he handsome? That's a handsome man. 2 seconds later, hey, Grandma, look at this murderer on the magazine. What did he do? He killed his wife and some other guy. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Grandma, look at this handsome man on People magazine. Wow, that is a handsome man.
Look at this former football star.
Whereas, like, maybe 10 years, 15 years prior, I saw my grandmother watching Seinfeld, and I said, "Grandma, you like Seinfeld?" "Yes."
"Who?"
"Seinfeld." No, she was good. Like, and I, she's, "Yes, I like this is a great show." I said, "He worships the devil, though." "He does," and she never forgot it. She never fucking watched that show ever again.
Oh, like,
I put it in her brain that Jerry Seinfeld was a fucking Satan worshiper, and she never, she never watched the show ever.
The best grandson ever.
And not only that, like even in the years where like she would forget things, she would see the show come on and change it instantly. Like this was a deep
and not even know why,
a deep seated programming that I put into her.
By the way,
for no reason. Like I forced her into missing out on one of the greatest shows of all time that she genuinely started out enjoying.
Yeah, that is kind of a shitty move.
Well, Listen, I'm not a great guy. I like to pull jokes. I didn't think it would be
joke.
I didn't think it would be as serious.
Just like when I died.
You know, like I thought my grandmother would be the type of person that could in appreciate the art of somebody who might happen to have different religious beliefs than her. But apparently, the worst thing you could ever be is a Satanist. In her eyes at the time. God bless. Say your prayers. I don't even know what the fuck was I doing? I was forgetting things. See? I just fucking forgot something. It's fucking frightening, Steve. I'm fucking losing my place. I don't know where I am. Like, honestly, I was scared. I was concerned because
start chewing Nicorette.
I was listening to Hate Us talk, and he was talking about, you know, shitty movies that you don't have to really look too deep into, but you can enjoy them. And I said, like, yeah, it's like, and I'm typing in the chat room, and I'm thinking, yeah, it's like any, and I have an actor I want to talk about. I have an actor I want to use an example of, like, any one of this guy's movies. They're pure shit, unbelievable things, but you can enjoy it. And I couldn't fucking think of it, and I was starting to get really concerned that I couldn't instantly call upon the name Jason Statham. And I started to think,
oh, come on, be nice to Jason Statham.
I couldn't remember him. That's why I was frightened. You don't forget Jason Statham. Guy that can fucking...
Well, you know what? I forgot Vinny Jones's name the other day.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, has Vinny Jones ever fucking crashed a car into a helicopter? And then jumped out the driver's side window and strangled the pilot. Has he ever done that?
And then jumped into a power line to recharge his heart. So
yeah.
Fast again.
By the way, The funniest tweet I ever saw was Veal Chop. He wrote something about like the latest Fast and Furious movie trailer. He said it contained Vin Diesel sky surfing a car. I couldn't tell you how fucking funny that was to me. Just hearing that as an actual thing, and him stressing that it was really in there, not just some fucking creative thing he used to express how terrible it was.
Hold on, didn't he already do that in the first XXX movie right in the beginning?
I don't know. Maybe he did. He's tapping into other skills. He's merging roles.
But this is recycling stunts he's done.
Yeah, he's Riddick. He's Triple X, whatever. I don't even know. He's probably the worst fucking human ever to exist. And at one point, my friend Sobers had a good indication of how. I don't know if he wants this exposed, but he had a scale that he would use to rate the promiscuity of women that was based purely on how attracted they were to Vin Diesel.
Only Bobby.
And you know what? It was as scientific and accurate as it could possibly be.
I would think it would be.
If a girl wants to fuck Vin Diesel, this is the crux of the theorem of Sobers, and it's fucking it's genius and it's accurate. If a girl wants to fuck Vin Diesel, there's a 95% probability that she's just a complete trash bag whore. That's the whole thing, and everybody.
What about the other 5%?
Margin of error. You got it. Okay. You can't ever have absolutes, okay? You can't. But it's a safe bet that if you meet a girl at a bar and you mention triple X or sky surfing on the roof of a Mustang, and she starts to you feel the humidity rise in front of you, and she starts getting batty-eyed and starts appreciating fucking Vin Diesel, then you know that this is a bitch that, you know, depending on your needs, it might be what you're looking for that evening.
See, how old is this scale?
It was when he was a viable talent. Like, when he could get... I think it was actually at the just before he had that movie where he did the Hulk Hogan thing, where he's like... A fucking suburban commando type fucking dude.
Mr. Nanny.
It was right before Mr. Nanny.
So he didn't do
like,
any.
When the studios were like, oh, "We need a tough guy who's no nonsense and doesn't fear fucking danger." Yes, it was before The Pacifier, I believe.
That's in The Pacifier.
That's coming in from that same guy in the chat room on heroestalk.com, where we usually broadcast live every Tuesday night. Tonight, my friends, is a Thursday night act of God, according to Steve.
Thursday night special act of God.
I hope we get another show on Heroes Talk that does a live show Thursday night, so... they can actually take care of the act of God, and I can just be the fucking Tuesday night fuck blunder or whatever it is. I don't even give
Tuesday night Armageddon.
So I'm starting to forget things, Steve. I tried to call upon the mighty name of Jason Statham to have a pithy comment for Hate Us Talk last night, and I just couldn't draw upon it. So now I'm thinking, okay, good. This is just where it's going to go.
That happened.
How soon? How soon will I not be able to remember the name Booberry? When will all my important Very references crunch. Be erased from me? I don't know, but soon, and I'll be doddering, and I'll wear the same fucking comfy sweatsuit that old people wear when they get their senior coffee at McDonald's and just fucking waste the morning away.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're gonna be like Kelly Bundy, you know, like each article that you put into your brain, another one has to drop out of the other side of the pan.
True, that is true. Well, I mean. That's stupidity, okay? I just like to think of... I'm not losing these things. I'm just forgetting where they are. I don't know how to get to them. Booberry and all the fucking names of the He-Men the name of the cat, Battle Cat, fucking every episode of Married with Children, Saved by the Bell, all the important stuff, Steve. They'll be in there. I just won't have that pointer to that spot in my fucking memory. I just won't fucking have it. I won't have that instant access. I could go and iterate through all these memories. As you know, when people can't remember, they're like, oh, yeah, the fucking, the thing, the game, the board game. They work their way to the point where they need to go. Whereas previously, they'd be like, oh, yeah, remember Quizzard? That had a battery. And, eventually when it died out, we never played it again. Yeah, it's going to be fucking amazing.
Got any grays, old man?
I do. I do have some grays. I do. And you know what? I don't think that's as big a deal as women seem to make it. Like they really fear it because it you know, let's face it, there are no distinguished looking women that guys really want to bang. Like nobody wants to fuck Helen Mirren that isn't 50. Like if you're 50, you might see her and be like, you know what, I might want to give that a fucking go.
But you know what, really really blonde girls can get away with it when they're older and not look as bad as a brunette.
What though, there's something about like old ladies with long hair that's really fucking creepy to me. I don't know why, but like whenever I see an old lady that still has the long hair,
yeah, old ladies always have that.
I just picture that thing that obviously isn't true, but like that kids used to say in like in first grade, we're like, you know, when you die, your fucking hair keeps growing. My first thought when I see an old lady with long hair is just so creepy, like almost like a fucking zombie, just like the brittle Boris Yeltsin-y mix of white and fucking yellow, just fucking looks like it's about to snap if the wind picks up. People are against that old lady having short hair shit, but they fucking shed too. Old ladies shed.
Anybody with a lot of hair sheds.
Yeah, and that white hair clashes. You start to notice it when you have chestnut brown locks, and it falls on a fucking
flowing locks
on a varnished floor. You don't notice it, but when you have that fucking that goddamn snow top. You start to pick them out more and more and more. But yeah, I have grays, and you know what? I'm kind of excited.
Doesn't bother you?
I want to be a fucking salt and pepper guy. I want to rock that look for a little bit.
All right, so here's my problem with grays.
Sure. I think
it's only good if it's symmetrical, not asymmetrical. Symmetrical.
Oh, so you're you don't like the sideburn gray, like the Cal Ripken about to retire?
That's Cal Ripken's right now, but yeah, the early...
Cal Ripken's fucking bald now, isn't he?
Yeah, him and his brother, they both got no hair, but they got like the this sort of like side hair stubble that's gray.
Yeah.
And both of them, and they look exactly alike, but that's what I'm getting. I'm getting like the not even like the side of my head, just my side burns.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't want to be Reed Richards, like Mr. Fantastic. You know, like,
thank you. By the way, thank you for clarifying that. I had no fucking idea what you were saying. I'm like, oh, Reed Richards. I don't know who that is.
No, Mr. Fantastic. You know, that's
I know
that's his classic look.
the classic look of Mr. Fantastic. That's not what I'm going for.
Yeah, it's not.
At what point do you just shave it? Do you just go fucking bare skin and...
See, like right now my hair is long, like just all over. It's probably like 8 inches all over. Mm. And...
Oh, aren't you lucky? We weren't all as fucking blessed as you, Steve.
No, I'm shaving it all off soon because it's just annoying as hell. But when I notice my grays, it's like one at a time. And for the first time ever, I noticed I had two at the same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they're like long and single ones. Like I'm like... pull those fuckers out. I pulled out maybe six lifetime.
It's going to be a rough day when I see a gray pube. I think that's when it's really going to be tough. Yeah,
that hasn't no body hair.
Just yeah, a lot of people they're in their last days, their 20s, and they're like, oh my god, I'm going to turn 30. But like, you know, it's a high probability they have all their fucking pubes in their original state. Like they're all fucking, they're at 100% status. quality and color of their pubes. There's no gray pubes to be found. That's something to be proud of. Fuck the number. Fuck being 30 and being depressed about it. The day that you see that fucking silver coil come out of your fucking bush, whatever the fuck you have, whatever unkempt mat that you have in there today, whenever you see that, that's a sad day. That's when you need to reflect off of work and do that. Yeah, I don't know when that happens. I don't know. I have no idea when to expect it, so it's kind of like the first death. You just have to live
the first small percentage of death that you accept.
Yeah, you have to live and enjoy as much life as you can before that first pube comes, because then it's all fucking downhill from there. Yeah. I mean, you can shave it off and delay the inevitable, sure, but eventually it's all gonna fucking pop up, and it's gonna look like fucking faded Easter grass. absolutely fucking hideous. So I like my job.
That's good. That's good.
to get back to that, I really do enjoy it now, and I'm happy.
Hey, I would say that's one of the biggest things in life, man. If you enjoy your job, you don't really have much to worry about.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would absolutely, like, if I won the lottery, it wouldn't be the thing I just want to do. I'll just put it away, and I work because I love. No, I'd be fucking out the door.
Well, yeah.
As quick as possible. And it probably wouldn't have to be that high of a sum. Just, I'd figure out what, I keep talking about Hate Us Talk. That's hateustalk.com. He mentioned something last night. I mean, he calls in. Clayton calls in, and he's from Texas. Yeah, we're from the north, and we think we're fucking amazing. But he said something. He said, so a southern guy sits on his porch, drinks beer, and shoots gators. That's what he likes. That's all he wants out of life. And that really fucking resonated with me. I'm thinking, you know what? It's not about getting that sum of money and just to the point where you don't have to work to maintain where you are. It's getting whatever the fuck a guy who just shoots alligators and drinks shitty canned Miller High Life every day. It's getting that sum of money and living that life where you don't have to create anything. You don't have to do anything fucking amazing. You just fucking be. And you kill gators. And use words like y'all.
Y'all. It's your niche.
Like, Steve, you lead a very relaxed lifestyle. I noticed that you post you post things that you cook, you grow plants.
Two relaxing things. That's why I do them.
Yeah.
I think if I didn't do the thing, like, I think that's what drives me to do some of the things I do in life. It's just because it's relaxing. And if I didn't do it, I would probably be, like, the most angry person in the world. I used to be like that.
Well, I remember when you were a younger fella. When you had all black in your crotch, not one fucking salt and pepper.
Still a young fella then.
Oh boy. When you were younger, you used to be more cutting and sarcastic and pissy and just irritable.
I'm still sarcastic, but I think I'm not irritable.
You were definitely irritable, and you were kind of a dickhead, to be honest.
Yeah. Dude, I definitely was.
And that's, I think, how this friendship started.
That's how most of my friendship starts. People hate me.
Yeah.
But they continue to talk to me.
Yeah.
And then they're like, wow, wait, maybe he's not that bad.
And then 16 pictures of lentil soups later, we fucking hate you again. Congratulations. Making a nice lentil and bacon. It's really great and tasty. Hey, guys, check out this picture of my ripe mango that I ate today. It actually tasted like Jell-O. I'm sorry. I'm not going to talk about any social networking because that irritates me.
You seriously just brought up a post from like 2 years ago, almost verbatim.
Wait, of yours?
Yeah, like of me eating a mango and I said it's an El Tufo mango. And
that's when I deleted you. Yeah, I fucking deleted you. I hit fucking remove friend on site. I could not fucking, I don't want to be friends with someone whose big contribution to because really when you post a status update on fucking Facebook, you're forming a fucking meeting of everybody you know so you could say this to them.
You see this in you a gather completely them. Different light than I do.
When you give a fucking status to somebody, it's just like a goddamn boardroom meeting, except it's everybody you know. Everybody you've added on Facebook is gathered together, and you just say, guys, I've gathered you here today because I just had a delicious mango. Thanks! Thanks. Wow, what do they take away from that? What do they take away from it? Nothing.
Absolutely like, oh. Nothing. The way that I see it...
Our boy Steve loves him some mango.
Yeah, the way I see it is everything before you post has the words, if you care, this is what I'm doing. Yeah, like, it's not a friggin' boardroom meeting. Save that for the workplace, man. It's just like... You know, that's why I don't invite people I'm not friends with to Facebook. It's like,
well, I guess here's the thing. I want an update, a tweet, anything, to provoke some kind of thought. The fact that you managed to pluck a mango out of some fucking Korean grocery that was just the perfect amount of ripeness. Like, is there anything beyond the surface that, like, oh, he ate something and it was delicious?
No.
Exactly.
And how many posts on Facebook are exactly like that?
Which is why I delete a friend every single day. And I'm destined to be alone and unable to remember the name fucking Jason Statham. I see I had to stutter it. I forgot him again, god damn it. Cranked!
All right. You're going to have to watch The Transporter, all three of them, over and over.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. When, oh no, somebody in the trunk. Oh, I better bring him someplace. I'm going to do some jump kicks. Watch out, I'm wearing a suit and I can still do a fucking roundhouse. I can't even fucking... slog my way through the fucking electric slide if I'm forced in a goddamn suit. This guy can fucking wheel kick seven people in the face and not even break a fucking sweat.
You've never seen the suits that they use? They're made out of spandex.
Oh, interesting.
Hollywood action hero suits that are, you know, looks like a suit, but it's spandex.
More like, but not like not pants, not like the leggings that that broads decide to just throw on instead of ironing a pair of jeans or making sure they don't look like a fucking rumpled mess. Hey, let me throw on something that's like new skin that I would never have to fucking get a wrinkle out of.
If I had my cellulose with tight fitting pants that I shouldn't wear anyway because I have cellulose.
And I just want to tell everybody here, while I have you here today, I've eaten a few cherries, and only one of them was mushy. Thank you.
Whoa.
It's for you guys. It's for you. Because I think of you. I think of you people that download this. And I think that, hey, that's something that needs to be said to all of you. If you fucking write on Facebook, just picture, hey, guys, you're all here. I just want... we're going around the table. It's my turn to talk. Okay. I had a mango today, and it was delicious. Great. I don't want to be in the circle of friends that's fucking acceptable. I'm sorry. Steve, listen. I don't mean...
You don't enjoy food enough, my friend. That's what it is. Like,
The problem
sometimes
is,
people remind me about food I just totally forgot about. Like a mango.
You forgot about mangoes?
Sometimes you forget about stuff, right?
Jason Statham, yeah. All the time. It's heartbreaking. The thing is, Steve, it's not that I don't appreciate food. I fucking love food. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy trying different fucking meals. But what really fucking bothers me are the people that have to fucking... that eat an egg and have to talk about the different notes of flavors that they had in each fucking egg or criticize a fucking diner for burning an egg or anything. Like, you know what? It's just fucking food.
Well,
your job is not to be a fucking food critic.
Well, no. See, there's the people now that consider themselves, quote, foodies. Have you heard this term?
Quote foodies.
Foodies.
Yes, I've heard foodies.
Yeah, so I think pretty much 80% of the population now thinks that because there's social media and they can talk online about going to the Outback and having cheese fries with bacon, they could that they're like you know.
How about this? How about this?
Fake ass critics.
How about this? there's nothing worse than a fucking foodie. How about that? There's nothing worse than a fucking foodie.
To me, that's like saying you're a hipster.
What? What? Calling yourself a foodie?
Yeah, saying you're a foodie. It's like a hipster of food.
It's true, because they don't want to be called foodies. They'll never call themselves foodies until like 2 years from now when, I don't know, when they're all using fucking plastic black spoons. I don't know. What would be the go-to foodie move? What would be the equivalent?
A golden spoon.
A golden spoon would be the foodie move? Like, because the hipsters all had fucking neck beards and black rim glasses. So what do the hipsters have other than just whining about shit and...
You mean the foodies?
Oh, yeah, the foodies. Sorry.
Hope you're not forgetting.
Steve, I just don't know anymore. I just don't know anymore. I don't know.
Start smoking.
I used to take a lot of pictures of everything that I ate. I really enjoyed that because I'd remember it, and if I wanted to, I could try to recreate it.
And that's exactly all of the pictures I ever posted of food was pretty much for that purpose.
Yeah, but it never came with a fucking review of, I could have pounded out the chicken breasts a little bit more and used... a little more cilantro in the guac or whatever the fuck. Like, I saw an image on Tumblr. It said inventions of the 90s, and it was like lacrosse and cilantro. You've never heard of these fucking things prior to 1993.
Lacrosse?
Yes! Of course they existed as far back as civilization, but I've never fucking heard of them until like 1991. When they had those two...
How old are these people? Like, 14?
What? Okay, you mean to tell me... Let me see. You mean to tell me you've heard of lacrosse in the 80s? And cilantro in the fucking 80s? Where the fuck...
No, maybe not cilantro.
Exactly!
Us in the 80s.
Exactly.
I heard of lacrosse before I was 10 years old.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay.
Cilantro, maybe. Maybe, because I used to watch... Jeff Smith, the frugal gourmet, and I'm sure he used cilantro.
Oh, the pedophile?
Yeah, he was a pedophile, wasn't he?
He got fucking ousted. The guy made it into Beastie Boys lyrics and got fucking ousted as being a goddamn pedophile.
That's, oh. I also watch Yen Can Cook, Martin Yen.
Well,
pretty
if he
awesome.
Can cook, so can you.
Oh, Yen Can Cook, so can you.
There was a little bubble in the food celebrity world at that point. The catchphrase was huge. You had to have some kind of catchphrase. I seem to remember, actually, the reason I knew about cilantro for the first time were these two, like, dykey-looking kind of Mexican chefs called, like, Two Hot Tamales. And I don't fucking know where you pick your names. But they weren't fucking hot. Tell you that. They weren't fucking hot. What producer looked at those two? You can Google them right now if you want. I'm sure they exist somewhere. They have to. I haven't thought of these people.
Well, I've definitely seen the show flipping through the channels. So
yeah. You look at them. One of them has a fucking Che Guevara fucking beret on at all times.
Really?
Yes.
I never watched the show. I just saw it in the bottom bar and, you know, went to the next channel.
Here's a picture of him with that Padma from fucking Top Chef who really bothers me. Anyway.
Oh, lesbian.
What?
No. No, Kat Kaur. She's the lesbian cook that's hot.
She's a lesbian?
Yeah, Kat Kaur is a lesbian.
I approve.
Me too.
Very good. Anyway, enough fucking housewife banter. This is the shit that they must talk about when they're waiting to get their fucking hair put under that fucking thought vacuum that fucking dries it. What is
no,
that?
They don't talk about cooking. They just talk about shit.
People and fucking things on TV.
Zero.
You know how many times my mom has fucking quoted Dr. Oz to me because I said I had to take a shit? It's like, oh, well, Dr. Oz. Oh, good thing the TV told you that my shits aren't healthy. Thank you. I gotta take a big shit. Oh my god, how many times did Dr. Oz says you should have shit two times? Well, Dr. Oz wears fucking pajamas wherever he goes. And he's a fucking asshole.
I've never watched it. I know women quote it.
He's a little wormy asshole, okay? I'm sorry.
Who's that other one? Oh, Dr. Phil. He's another asshole.
They're all... if you have the name... Yeah. If you go by doctor and you're on TV, you're a fucking jerk off.
Now, who's the guy on Nightline? He's not too bad.
I have no idea. Nightline? What are we talking about?
Not Nightline. It was Love Lines. They used to be on...
Dr. Drew Pinsky?
Dr. Drew. He's not too bad. Well, Dr. Drew is the only TV doctor I've ever seen that wasn't a complete tool.
The reason anybody gives a shit about Dr. Drew is because of Adam Carolla. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was never like...
You know, I was stunned. I was stunned listening to Best in Show that they had nothing good to say about the Man Show.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. It's dudes being dudes, right? I understand. That's the overall impression.
They had a little woman in on that. That was like a definitely like they were all just, you know.
There were some genuine.
It's terrible. It was great.
Yeah, you know, there was some genuine humor and a lot of really funny things on that show, which is really kind of I don't know. I think Chris said he never saw it. Maybe Keith just got the idea of the show and just decided it was like, you know, being a dude for the sake of being a dude, which I'm completely against and repulsed by.
Like the whole bro stuff. Like
yeah.
That turns me off to no end. Like
the commercial where the guy is dreaming and it's gotta be cars and it's gotta be fucking food and chicks, dude. Yeah, guys like fucking chicks and fucking guns and explosions and race cars. That's all dudes like. And when it's women, it's never just a fucking nag getting kicked in the face, right? We never fucking fantasize about that. It's always just fucking Victoria's Secret supermodels. Yeah. We like to think about women all the time, okay? And a good percentage of it, it's really hot chicks. But there is, you know, not that small of a percentage of the time when we think about women, it's a fucking hideous nag just being put into some fucking miserable situation that could end her life. Could really maim her or cause her great misfortune. That's a sizable percentage of the amount of times I think about women. Maybe that says something about my life. I don't know.
I think it does.
No, it doesn't say anything about it. But we did touch on something just now. The being a dude for the sake of being a dude, which I'd actually like to get into a couple of things. I mean, I have been at my job for a year at this point. Almost. And I've noticed things from the people that I've worked with. Some idiosyncrasies. Some things that they do that really just fucking...
piss you the fuck
grates
off.
Me and fucking... puts me in a daydream mode of just...
Bloodbaths?
No, imagining like the fixture falling out of the ceiling right on top of them. Or that fucking squeaky mouse wheel that they're turning, just fucking spraying out acid and burning their fingertips. Just little fucking things, that little wins that I can have in my mind, and that make dealing with their annoyances okay. And
you're hoping for karma.
And in the topic of being a dude, just for the sake of being a dude.
Being a dude.
I got an email at work. Work. Professional email. This isn't the, hey, my kid's bringing in the cookie order form sheet that is almost insta-filed to the recycle bin whenever I see it. Whatever, it's like, hey, just so you know, Daniel has brought in his delete! Delete! I don't need tag-alongs, you fuck! Alex is very excited. Delete!
Wait,
no.
Why is her son Daniel in the Girl Scouts?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't have deleted that one. Maybe he's like... Maybe there's
an interesting story, right?
Maybe Daniel was somebody's 22-year-old son in a frat who's giving away free blowjobs from his girlfriend. I don't know. So maybe I should have read that one. But anyway.
That means the drug dealer's coming in with his coke and weed delivery for the week.
Yeah, whenever you see the subject, it's that time of year again. That is, I'm going to go with the sober's math here. 95% of the time you're going to delete that email. Thank you, yep. Goatweed. Goatweed just typed that in the chat room. That is the subject line that has been deleted the most in my fucking inbox. But on the topic of just being a dude, because we're dudes. We got these fucking nuts, so we gotta be dudes. I got an email that wasn't like a solicitation for anything. It was actual work-related stuff. And it was sent to multiple employees. Actually, whole groups. Like a whole department. It was sent to a department, and it started with this. Hello, men. Who wants to? And it was like, whatever.
This is gay.
and it was like, who wants to help with this project, blah, 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 blah. But it opened with, hello, men. Like we just hired a fucking high school football coach. I don't the guy who wrote it, good guy. I enjoy interacting with him.
But he's a broski.
But I gotta say, I don't think I'll ever do it again. I will never fucking go out of my way to talk to this dude again. Hello, men. And then after receiving that, I had to pass it on to somebody else and just say, hey, this isn't good to do, right? Like, you should never fucking do this. Would you ever, in your right mind, working in an office, obviously with other people that weren't born with penises, and other people that aren't just all about being a dude. Hey guys, hope you don't mind. I brought my kayak today. Had no place for it in the Jeep. Would you ever fucking start an email with "Hello, men," comma?
No.
Of course not. Of course not. I heard him talking about a trip he was taking, and he actually said, it's a little getaway for me and the boys. You know, and he actually said, the He-Man Women Hater Club is what he said.
What?
You bring all your equipment, and whatever happens is whatever happens. And someone like, because I'm eavesdropping because I'm 2 feet away from it at this point. Someone says, well, what does that mean? Snowshoes, skis, snowboards, fishing poles. Like, every fucking outdoor activity. Okay. All right. Bring skis or a fucking pole. Okay? Do one thing. Why do you have to just... Dude, you know what we're going to do? We're going to roast a whole animal and fucking ski and sit around naked and fucking... And if anybody's got a problem with it, you must be a fucking faggot. You don't want to sit naked with us? What are you, gay?
So wait. Did he actually write it was the anti-women what? He-Man Club?
He didn't write it. He was saying this. He's like, it's the He-Man Women Hater Club. Little getaway for me and the boys. Just creepy. And he's not young. He's not a young dude. Like,
it's no man, you know, for Married with Children. That's what it is. Yeah. It's a joke on that show. That's what it is.
Yes. It is an absolute joke. But there are guys that just want to fucking, you know what, dude? I'm a guy and I'm going to be a guy. Bring on the, you know what? We got 2 pounds of roast beef on it. Why don't we have 3, faggot?
No, that's a guy trying to be more of a guy than you could possibly be.
Yeah.
By doing things that don't even make you a man.
And when there was a cooking competition or something, like they had a holiday feast
eat on it or something.
No, they had a like you bring in your dish and then everybody votes on it type thing, like a potluck company feast type thing, which was pretty good. You know, a lot of different chilies and shit. So like there were.
Everybody knows how to cook fucking chili.
Yeah, of course. You just throw everything in a pot and wait.
It's my special chili.
You know, this recipe is a secret. Yeah, oh, what'd you put in it?
My fucking secret chili.
Yeah, some onions, peppers, meat, beans, and pepper. Did you put pepper in it? Yeah.
Hot pepper?
But the thing is, I put cinnamon in it. Nobody gives a shit what you fucking did. You put cinnamon in it? Wow. Is it good? Yeah. It tastes like fucking chili. So
that's what everybody who makes chili.
There were like 7 chilies in this thing. And so in looking at it, I'm like, oh, I bet you this guy brought a fucking chili. And he brought like a peach Melba.
What?
It was like the only moment this guy has not expressed like over the top being a man.
Peach Melba.
He brought a fucking Peach Melba.
I cook, man, but even I would have problems with me making a Peach Melba.
Yeah. And whoever, I guess like one of the other workers named the dishes, they'd be like, this is Sammy's spectacular fucking salad. But this one was someone's, I'm not going to say his name. Because I know maybe someone, I'm not going to say, let's call him John.
All right.
Let's not, because there's actually seven Johns at the company. Let's just call him Dude.
Dude.
It was Dude's Perfect Peach Melba. Yeah, we're gonna have a getaway for me and the boys. I'm gonna make a pan of my perfect peach melba.
I'll make a mean peach melba.
And then, as I'm being fed one of these little wedges of peach melba, I'm gonna be jacking off two of my buds, just dudes, nothing mean to dudes. I don't know. Hello, men. Irritating.
Hello, men.
Absolutely irritating. And it's not like it's one email. I've gotten 10 emails from the guy, and everyone is fucking hello, men. I don't know.
Like what they write before like casting calls for male like models.
Yeah,
it's not like something you write trying to be a man.
Or like your if your coach has to resign, he might write you a note maybe. Hello, men. We've had a good year and blah 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 blah. Not like hello, men. Who wants to program a utility? It's never that. It's never like, let's get fucking pumped, men. We could figure this out with our man brains. No, it's like you want to fucking parse text and fucking delete old shit. Like, you don't have to treat us like you're fucking Vince Lombardi. Okay, enough of that guy. There's another thing that irritates me, and
really,
Steve,
I didn't think many things irritate you,
Steve. You might not know this about me, but things get under my fucking skin.
You get easily irritated?
You could say that.
Gotta work on that.
There are aspects of the development process at my company where we have to use Visual Studio. Okay? And what that is, you basically drop controls on a screen. And you position them, you give them properties, and you have a pretty quickly designed window that you can use to write code for and to run. It becomes part of the software. And so you position controls on this window, and you get it to look like the picture looks. Like, it's not like you have to imagine it or come up with it. It's there, and you create it. How do you do it? You click, and you drag, and you do it. You just fucking do it. And, you know, admittedly, this is a new concept for a lot of people who've been, you know, programming for years and they haven't done this ever. So some people are just learning that, and I understand it. Okay.
Hard coders.
I understand it.
That's soft coding.
But today, when I was sitting with one of my coworkers, it seemed like every time he would ask me what to do with a certain control, and keep in mind, no problem with having to help. I'm completely glad to answer it. The only thing that irritates me is that anytime he says, okay, so what do I do with this bad boy over here?
And then this bad boy?
Every fucking time! So, okay, I get it. So I'm going to take this bad boy and move it over here, right next to this bad boy. He said fucking this bad boy every fucking time something was selected.
Does he have an Italian last name?
Yes. Oh, why am I giving that away?
That's all I'm saying. It's not giving anything away.
So I'm going to take this bad boy over here, and I'm going to make it wide. I'm going to stretch it out. I'm going to line it up with this bad boy. Like, can you just say thing? It's just a fucking thing. Can you just say thing? I'm getting uncomfortable here. By the way, for those who have heard previous episodes, this is also the backslapper, the guy I gave a bro hug to when he found out his father died. He is the same person. Yeah, I'm going to take this bad boy, line it up to the left, and yep. Oh, yeah. So I guess, you know, we have a lot of people who've been programming for a very long time. And I think that most of them were programming in an age where if you were programming, you were socially awkward. Like, that was a definite time. Programmers, yeah, even
you had
now,
to sacrifice social skills, yeah, in order to have the brain capacity to code in notebook.
Just within the fucking last maybe, what, 5 years, you think? 10 years? That, you know, if you program, you can be social. You can at least not be a complete fucking freak.
You know what it was? It was VB. As soon as Visual Basic came out, you didn't have to be a complete, like... I mean, I think most of those early programmers that were great and awesome,
yeah,
they had to be, like, semi-autistic or something, because, like, yeah, if you've seen, like, an HTML programmer, an original HTML programmer that starts with a notebook window,
yeah,
it's scary. Like, that shit is just scary, because...
Wait, what, it's like, what do you build HTML in otherwise?
Like, whatever friggin' front page they got now.
Yeah, I think all that front page shit is dead, isn't it? Aren't like site generators done at this point?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't done it.
And yeah, and could you stop fucking saying notebook, please? It's Notepad. That's the third time you've said notebook.
Well, Notepad. I don't use
I know Notepad. You're a Jake Gyllenhaal fan and all, but you know, it's, yeah, fucking Notepad, okay? Jesus Christ, Steve. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Do people fucking use...
I have no idea.
Are there actual usable front page-esque programs anymore? I really have no fucking clue. I haven't used one in a very fucking long time.
So wait, what do you do when you do websites? I know you do some website work. What do you use?
When I do computers? My son, he does...
When you do that computer
My son
stuff.
Works in computers.
He's real good. He's real good. Real smart.
He's in computers.
He's bright.
He's in computers. He does computers. When I make websites, I use a text editor. That's it.
You do?
Yes.
Wow.
Just a text editor. What do you? When's the last time you've designed a website? I don't even know. Is this something that people don't do? Like
12 years ago.
Here's where I'm at. I'm at the point where everybody, in my opinion, communicates on the internet and posts shit on the web. At this point, are there a lot of people that have no ability to make a website and put it on the web? I genuinely don't know how big that percentage is.
I think it's a very big percentage.
Wow.
To be able to make a website? I mean, I could go into Notepad, remember, take out my fat HTML book and make a site that's terrible.
Oh my god, people have books for this shit? I don't know. You know what? I just don't fucking know.
A book of tags? I don't know. Are there organized hashtag sites out there now? I haven't made a website.
Hashtags?
Like, or whatever, HTML tags.
I guess I've just been doing it for so fucking long. And I do it for goddamn fun at this point. This is what I do. This is where I'm at in my fucking life, Steve. I've reached a level of fucking of old age where, by the way, the Giants won the Super Bowl. Congratulations. I don't give a shit. I didn't feel fucking anything. There was no tension. The Giants have always been my football team. If I had a fucking football team, it's the Giants. They win the fucking championship in a very close game. I feel nothing. I don't give a shit.
I don't know how you couldn't get into that game.
I didn't give a shit. I got into the game. I enjoyed the game. The fact that they won and they have a ring and they went down the fucking street on a goddamn float. I don't give a fuck. I didn't feel anything from it. And I think I'm at that point where it's like the youthful wonder of these people playing this game for the love of the game. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it is that gets people into sports, which at this point, I truly don't even know what it is. I don't know what it is. I know I always loved sports. I used to watch every Mets game. I couldn't name more than
that explains everything.
I could. Okay.
That is why. You
but I'm also
the sports.
But I'm also a fan of the Giants, and they're a pretty successful team. I can't name more than one or two players on either the Mets or the Giants. I can't. I just can't. I used to be really huge into it, and I just could not give a fuck.
You know what it is? I think I got really excited this year because I've never watched an entire season of football.
This is the first time you did it.
Yeah, usually like I'll catch a game or something. I've never been that into football. I'm a baseball fan first, you know, before everything.
By trade. But you're a baseball player, Steve.
By trade. I am a baseball player. But that's what I do. That's my sport.
And my son works in baseballs. He does baseball.
He plays baseball.
Okay.
No, but I watched the whole season. You know, it was like shitty. You know, they had a shitty season, basically. Okay. It wasn't even good. They got into the playoffs. They won. You know, they, you know, came back. They beat Green Bay after a very close game, and everyone said they were going to suck. You know, and it was just like a comeback every time and like proving people wrong. And I think that's what I liked about it. You know, there was like a story to it. But I think the Giants, the thing with the Giants is they seem to win just every so often that it's not like, oh, it's been 20 years since the Giants won. You know, it's been, you know, well, I don't know about the Mets. See, that's why I'm saying you're probably desensitized.
I guess.
You follow the Giants, you follow the Yankees. That's what I do when it's like, all right, the Yankees won. Like, I don't even get hyped off of baseball. I just like the stats now. It's just like following individual players more so than following a team.
I think that the reason I liked it as a kid is because as bad as I was at all the sports, I could still have the fantasy that I'd be in the fucking bottom of the ninth, two outs, it's all on me. The whole Magilla. Ball of wax, the championships, everything. If I fucking hit a goddamn home run, everybody's coming in. We're winning this motherfucker. I had that fantasy. Like, I could do that. That was something that, as unattainable as it was, kind of attainable, right? Like
because all those guys were older than you.
They were so old. And now
you see guys that are 19 years old playing fucking games. You're like, wait a second.
And I'm looking at it.
11 years older than that guy.
I'm looking at it as an 8-year-old. It's like, hey. I love doing this. I love playing that. Imagine if you could be paid to do something you love, like play a goddamn game you're not really that good at. But here I am, 31, and it's like, what are these people going to do when they're when they're fucking retarded from smashing their heads together? What are they going to fucking do? I used to play the game, and then when I was in the game, between the sidelines, that shit was real. I was in that shit. Like, they have nothing to say, ever. They always sound fucking just dull and fucking retarded. I look at it and I say, what are they... Yeah, that's great. They're getting money now, but they fucking... They blow it all in these cars and these fucking houses. And at the cost of their fucking brains, their mobility, their joints, and the last 20 years of their life that are going to be fucking erased from having done this activity. And it's like, it's not really...
baseball players. Baseball players got it easy.
Yeah, that's true.
Football players, yeah. I could see that for football players. Yeah, actually, even
you know what?
Players,
to
a lot
me,
of get concussion syndrome.
I look at fucking... There was the commercial, I guess, that shows the Ford lineup and then ends up with Jeter rolling down his fucking window awkwardly bopping his head to some bullshit.
Some Jay-Z song.
You're fucking 48, aren't you? Like, how old is he? And he Jeter? Has to wear a costume every day. It's fucking...
Jeter is 36.
Yeah. He wears a fucking costume every fucking day.
Yep.
Granted, he probably fucks who knows how many fucking broads. He has had his dick in anything above a fucking 9.5 that walks. By the way, is there anything above a 9.5 that doesn't walk? Is there like a really hot girl in a wheelchair that's a 10? Do you think that's possible?
You ever watch the TED Talks?
No.
You have TED Talks?
Yeah, I have heard of them, but I only watched a couple of them.
Yeah, well, there's actually this paraplegic girl. No, not quadriplegic, paraplegic. Lost her legs.
Okay.
But she did a whole thing about legs, and she had like all these like different like, you know, like wooden etched legs and like tattooed legs, and she's like, I can go from being 5'2 to 6'2. I'm like, you know what? This chick is hot. I'd still bang her. I'd put her at 9'5. I'm thinking 9'4. She might just be.
Right, you know what? At this
right
point,
I think
at the age we're at, Steve, the trying to convey that a girl's hot to another dude, you can't say, dude, she's hot. I would totally fuck her. It's more like, okay, yeah, but who wouldn't we? You know, like if we're single dudes,
I don't know about that.
who wouldn't we? At this point, like to only really qualify that the girl is really attractive, you'd have to say like, hey, dude, I bet you Jeter would fuck her or something like that. Or like some dude who just all he does is fucking punch girls in their descending vaginas to keep them away. Like, yeah, you know what, dude? Like, you have to almost, basically what you have to do is relate it to someone who would be in the position to refuse vagina. No offense to you personally, Steve, but you saying, hey, I'd fuck her, doesn't really hold much weight with me.
It holds weight with me. See, I'm always
I'm sure it does. You've fucking seen this paralyzed woman with no legs.
She's not paralyzed. Well,
you said she was a fucking quadriplegic.
No, I said she's not. She has stubs to the knees, I think. She's not paralyzed.
Oh. Well, that's the word you were going with. So she's got nubby legs, huh?
An amputee. She's a double amputee.
Okay. So let me ask you this. No legs on her or legs. Which would you do? Which do you need? Do you need her to have her fake legs on?
Oh, no.
Would you let her nub it up?
Whatever. Doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, it would probably...
This woman has been asked to give a fucking TED Talk. She's obviously done something to change the world. And we're asking each other, would you fuck her with her fake legs on or off?
She's hyper-intelligent. I mean, that alone, overcomes a lot of, ugliness physically.
Okay.
If a chick is really super intelligent, it definitely makes her hotter, even if she's not that hot.
Okay, sure. So let's say she's as hyper intelligent as she is, and she has her legs, but
it's nice.
from the base of her neck down to the opening of her vagina is a very realistic tattoo of Tupac's face.
I'm gonna have to say no, because she's not hyper realist. She's not hyper intelligent at that point.
You wouldn't fuck her? She's no. Very smart, and that's such a turn on
matter.
For you.
It doesn't matter. She's okay. No, because that just clashes against her being smart. Because no smart girl would ever do anything like that.
Okay, listen, that's fine. No smart girl would ever do that. What if it changed her life? Listening to Picture Me Rolling. She got out of her... Actually, she was in a wheelchair, and when she heard Picture Me Rolling, she
was
found out
walk.
The idea that... She came up with the idea that cured her her fucking spinal injury. I don't know. And she doesn't even have one. You know what? You're fucking me up here. Fuck this. You know what, Steve? If I were on ICU-2 right now, you would probably see a very, very stern face looking back at you as I typed, not LOL, Steve. You fucking
dumb. Not LOL.
ICU, that's ICU2.com. ICU, the number two, dot goddamn com. Now, let me tell you something here. We're talking new version. We are talking new version. Now, do you know what I'm talking about, Steve?
I actually do know what you're talking about.
Cross-platform, web-based.
Wow.
Chat. You can be face to goddamn face with people. From any place. Now, Steve, I need you to do
platform.
This. I need you to do this for me. Name a platform.
iOS.
Coming soon. Name another platform.
Android.
And coming soon again, Steve. How about a desktop platform, for fuck's sake?
Please. Windows.
Windows? Windows? Sure thing. Name a country.
Afghanistan.
Name one that you can license Windows in.
Iraq.
You know what? Pretty soon, you can be face to face with a Windows user from Iraq, Afghanistan, Singapore. Let's say there's somebody in Singapore who, hey, he's silly. He's got a fucking MacBook. You can be face to face with him. It doesn't matter the place. It doesn't matter almost the platform. ICU, the number 2.com. That's ICU2.com. It's free to try. It's free to try, Steve. That's the fucking key with this, okay?
Amazing. Nothing is free.
ICU2X is about having it all. This is the 10th version of the software. X.
They didn't even bother naming it after something.
Make two slashy noises as you write it, too. It's about having it all. All the platforms. Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. Did I say no iOS? Did I say no iOS?
How about you? Coming soon.
How about you suck my fucking scrote? Even mobile. iOS, Android, all computers. That even means Mac lovers. All the features. Okay?
Mac lovers.
All the features. Mac lovers? Where does it say lovers?
It said Mac lovers. I love to Jeopardy. Hey.
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 He's ICU2.com. Steve, have you tried ICU2?
Yes.
Yes.
I've been saving it for one of those times when I'm just like, you know what, the internet's not doing enough for me.
That's a very bad answer. Let me tell you something, Steve. I've been on ICU2. I've interacted with people on ICU2. It's a very fun lot of people. A good lot of folks. You speak to them, you see their faces. They don't like it when you say mean things to them, and you know right away when they type "ha," but they frown at you after you ask them what treasure troll they like, because they look like a treasure troll or treasure troll. Yeah, there was a bitch on there who looked like a fucking treasure troll. You remember the trolls, the troll dolls? They had a fucking
My dad used to make those things.
What do you mean he made them?
He worked at a plastics company. He used to make plastic banks, and he made the troll dolls.
He used to make troll dolls.
Dude, I used to have
Let me tell you something.
Boxes.
Let me tell you something right now. Your father is a hero. He gave the world the troll doll.
He also made
the inventor of the troll doll! Steve's dad!
Not inventor.
Oh, I'm sorry. What, he just made him?
But creator of. And he also made Mumra from the Thundercats.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we used to give them out as trick-or-treat gifts. Then I learned that they never went into production, and they're worth, like, a lot of money. We gave them out as Halloween gifts.
Shit. And people played with them, and they dropped them in fucking wells and sewers and fucking shoved them in various pets' assholes.
All right, you're a kid.
And if they did it today, they'd probably stream it on ICU. That's ICU2.com. Go there. Come on. Thank you. Steve, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was going to say, if you're a kid and you have over 200 of the same kind of action figure, of course you're going to get inventive with them.
Of course.
You know, it's just like every single kind of death you could ever do without even caring about breaking it. Because, you know, you like as a kid, you would get like a cool action figure. Oh, I got the new Ninja Turtle. You didn't want to break it.
No.
When you have 200 of the same one, you're going to want to find a way to like pour acid on these things.
Yeah.
And only in later life do you find out that each one that you destroyed and found out a different creative way to destroy was worth hundreds of dollars each.
Yeah, but you know what? This whole worth shit or collectible, it's going to be a collectible. Like, that doesn't fucking really mean anything, does it? You have to find somebody to get it. Like,
no.
You can't just... See, when I was little, people would say, oh, you better hold on. That one's going to be a collector's item.
And that's going to be a really important baseball card.
You know what? I'll buy two and play with one, right? And then I got to the age where I realized, hey, there's no bank that accepts fucking He-Man. I can't take Battle Cat and put it in one of those tubes and push it up and get like $100 back. Or the going rate for it. Same with awesome. All the baseball cards I collected. Oh, Beckett says that this common is worth 70 cents. Ooh, it's amazing.
10 years, it'll be $70.
I have a Willie Mays in-action card from when he played on the Mets. It's got to be worth something. It's from the 70s. $12. Whoa. And then where do I take it? Some fucking baseball card store that's barely afloat. I bring it. I'm like, yeah, it says it's 13. He's like, I'll give you five. And you go, oh, okay. And you see it in there. It's fucking on sale for 18 the next day.
Yep.
He's got to pay that rent, motherfucker. Got to pay that rent. It's a collector's item. It's good. If I could have had.
When I was a kid. Yeah. When I was a kid, we had that guy in my town, my hometown.
Yeah.
And what he did is on the side of it was the Wayne Gretzky card. This was like 1988 or something like that. Like when I was a little kid, I got real into all different cards, like basketball, baseball, everything.
Yeah.
Every kind of card that came out, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I love cards. And then what he did is he took the box, You know how they all came in those little boxes? You'd open the top and like turn it in and be the display box.
Yes.
He took the side of the box and exactoed out the miniature version of the Wayne Gretzky card and said, oh, this is, he was like French or something.
Oh, shit.
Or like Dutch. I don't know what he was. He's like, this is a special insert card that would come in special packs of Topps 1988 hockey. And I'm like, oh, wow, $20. I'm like, went home, went to my piggy bank. I'm like, yo, $20, I'm getting this. And then, like, I went to, like, you know, BJ's, like, the next day. And I'm like, looking on the side, I'm like, look on the back of the card. It's just, like, cardboard. I'm like, wait, why isn't there a back to this miniature card I bought?
I used to like during the baseball card craze, there would be a cereal box fucking baseball cards. Like, I had a Steve Garvey card that was like.
On the Padres?
On the Padres. That's the difference. With the cereal baseball cards, they didn't have the licensing for the team logos. So it would be like just a brown hat. They would say, hey, Steve, just sit in this brown hat and smile a bit. And we'll put the fucking Purina or fucking General Mills, whatever the fuck logo on the side of this thing, and slap some stats on the back, which have also a recipe, what you can do with Cheerios, and I collected them as if they would ever be fucking worth anything.
Yeah,
if I go to my parents' house, I imagine because my mom is a pack rat, I could find all of the baseball cards up in the attic.
Nice.
And get nothing for them. Because who the fuck wants baseball cards at this point? Do you think...
I don't know. I have no idea what the market's like. Like, I was into baseball cards probably, like, the last time was 20...
Like, I mean, I remember the most expensive one that I could find when I was into, like, the values. I'm like, oh my God, what if I had a Mickey Mantle rookie card? $30,000. What if I had that? And where the fuck would I take? Would I take it next to Little Bet of Heaven pet store? Walk in the baseball card shop, say, "Hey, I have this Mickey Mantle rookie. Give me $30,000. Gotta tell me to go fuck myself and hand me a 50." Yeah. And then he would put it in fucking Lucite and put it behind lasers and lock it up with 16 locks. And
the news crew would be there.
And we got a Mickey Mantle rookie card. I just had it. Found it between the walls. Some romantic story about how he fucked this kid out of something that's worth $30,000. But I never had it. I want to see what a Mickey Mantle rookie card right now is worth on eBay. Because I mean, that's the only place I think you can get it now, right?
Yeah, I assume eBay or like Craigslist, some kind of auction selling site. Okay. I don't even know if there is like a baseball card. I feel like an idiot because I used to be so into baseball cards. I got Beckett every month. Beckett baseball card monthly.
Okay, there's a lot of reprints. Okay, but I found one that claims to be Mickey Mantle New York Yankees Hall of Fame rookie card.
What company?
Centered. Top? It's Topps. Topps. 1952.
Not Bowman.
Good news. There's a buy it now link. $59,000.
Wow.
Who the fuck is gonna buy this shit? What would you? I don't get it.
You know what it is? I know who would do shit like that. Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
You know, it would be like some friggin' insane sports guy that is now rich from making websites. You know, like that's who it would be.
But at what point do you stop saying Mark Cuban made websites and just continue saying that he's the guy that owns the Mavericks?
I don't consider
he had a search engine that was like unknown. He had like icerocket.com. And before that, he had broadcast.com, which he sold for a shitload during the bubble. At what point do you say, hey, this guy isn't actually like a web guy, really?
Oh, he's just an opportunist.
he just fucking lucked the shit out. And any success he's had after that is because he had a lot of money to throw behind it. Web guy.
Oh.
Ice Rocket was his fucking property, I think, right?
I have no idea. I always just heard he was a web guy, and I had no idea what he was tied to.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't fucking. And then you see his dumb face come up every now and then in a fucking commercial or an episode of.
No, he's on Entourage, that show.
One of the fucking shows. I don't. What show?
No, he has his own. The Shark Tank. That's what it is. Shark Tank.
Oh yeah, I saw a few episodes. That pretty heartbreaking. Pretty heartbreaking. These people with
some of this shit. Yeah, some of these people are like, I invented the can opener that does it on its own.
Or I have an idea for a business. It's me on a bike and I sell snacks, and I'm gonna franchise this out to people. Oh, yeah, they're gonna
franchise that guy.
They're gonna really want the Captain Whirligig hot dog name. They're gonna really fucking want that.
Well, I saw just the opposite. Actually, the one episode of the show I saw. I guess I watched Jeopardy and left it on Channel 7 for, like, all night. I do that sometimes. You ever just watch a show and it just never change the channel because, like, you lost your remote?
And then you have the guy who looks like off-season Santa Claus just telling you that you're terrible because you didn't give money to fucking Ethiopia. These kids, 30 cents could save them. And you sit there.
God. And then it's like you hear the Sarah McLachlan song comes on.
It's really accusatory at first. It's like, you're sitting home, you've eaten your meals, and your feet are on your bed. Young Ndugu here. He like, just watched his mother die.
Is it warm where you are?
Is it worth it? You haven't flipped the channel yet.
Blankets.
And at the end, it's, you haven't changed the channel yet. Perhaps you might like to help. Here's the number. Yeah. And I guarantee he's fucking a third of that village. Because he's why do you care so much, buddy? You're over there. You're accusing me of being bad. But you're fucking these kids. I know it.
Guy's always, you know what? The guy is always well-dressed, showered, cleaned, overweight.
Yeah, standing next to a kid with fucking fly eggs in his fucking eyelids. Yeah, I got this shirt these are Diesel jeans. I got this from Eddie Bauer, this shirt. Got it 2 years ago. Eddie Bauer. This kid's wearing a napkin. What are you doing to help?
I was watching it one time, and this guy had a perfume. Oh, his you know, they come out, they do like a sales pitch of their item. He's just like,
oh, the infomercial things.
Yeah,
where it's like show where they
on the Shark Tank. This was
on the Shark. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, sure.
They do like a little sales pitch and they try to like, you know, pitch the item to them to try to get the backing, get the money, whatever. And the guy's like, what's better than money? He's like, I know you guys like it. You're all rich. Ugh. And it was basically a perfume. He goes, here's three things, linen, cotton, and hemp. These all go into making money. And he's just like going on and on. It's like,
did he have a jacket with all kinds of question marks on it? And was he
no.
And did he just throw a book in their lap?
No, he was not.
$30,000 open up a coffee shop! Fuck you, Matthew Lesko. How is it that I remember? I fucking pull Matthew Lesko's name off my tongue, but Jason Statham's name fucking escapes me. Constantly.
Because Lesko is that more of an impressionist. He can put that impression on you.
The coffee shop! Just shut up, you fucking loser. You know what? How about you get $30,000 from the government to not wear a fucking dumb suit and beg for money on TV?
Well, you know the other guy that does that, right? He's always like, oh, there's money for this grant, money for that grant. You get whatever this, that, this. I saw his newest infomercial, and it was all about him not being able to talk on TV about what he does. it's all done. It's an infomercial, right? It's definitely an infomercial. But the way it's done is that he is like this outlaw criminal. It's like Julian Assange from WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
And they're like, is this even legal, what he's doing? We tried to track down the people that supposedly made, quote, millions off his books. And it's like the people are all like, well, they actually seem to check out.
Oh my goodness. Who would have known that Sebastian Jacobs, evil financier, would finally get a way for the common man to get out of debt, buy their own house, and fucking blow everybody and shit on all the poor people. Paid for by Sebastian Jacobs.
It's like Fox News started doing infomercials. I'm like, dude, what am I even watching? Because these things come on at like 2, 3, 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're already half out of your mind at that time. I don't care who you are. If you're saying it like past 2 a.m., something's wrong with you. You got to be a little delirious.
2 a.m.? What do you mean? I go to bed, I think, at 3 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
Is that okay? It's not good.
That's fine. Just as long as you acknowledge you're a little delirious in those waning hours before you go to sleep.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. See, and that's why they put them on at that time, because you're like, was this a dream?
Hello, men. If you've been sleeping 3 hours a night because you're up at 3 a.m. arguing with the fans of Demi Lovato and making fun of fat chicks who wear leggings on your fucking Tumblr blog, I've got news for you, men. You should probably bro out with me. Take your pants off and eat some meat off a goddamn fucking rhino's femur. Yeah, it's just absolutely true. Yeah, I realize that. I need some fucking sleep. But yeah, they are getting crafty with the infomercial. I mean, it seems like it's been my whole life that it's been the fake talk show setup. Like I used to love them.
I think they got worse.
We want to welcome on a guest. He's a quirky British guy who has a new type of frying pan. Here he is. Nigel, whatever the fuck his name is.
They're Australian, Mary, man, not British.
Thank you. It's Royal Diamond Cookware.
That guy's new. He's a Kiwi. He's from New Zealand.
Yeah, I hate that fucking dude.
The Royal Diamond Cookware. Look, you can cook an anus and not even have to use any pot.
Watch this. I'll just take cheese and leave it there. This would have been burned on any other pot. Yeah, no, I just peel it away.
I do
want
to buy a set of that shit.
You should get the one where you can blow the fucking pancake out. I think we talked about
that. That's the same one.
No, this is... Well, that's a new one, right? You want to buy that?
Oh, no. You blow the egg out of the diamond cookware. Oh, diamond cookware is old. Now it's the stone one.
That's right. It's like the fucking... It's green, so they make you think of the environment. It's like green. but they call it green because it's actually the color. It's not better for the environment. In fact, it's probably worse because there's some kind of fucking polymer... Green.
Die.
From goddamn space.
That was Hulk die.
Hulk die, yes.
Gamma irradiated pots and pans.
So I've been trying all episode to get this fucking dude to call in.
And, what dude?
Some guy won't fucking call in.
Well?
Okay, here's the deal. A week or two ago, I got a text. And I didn't see who it was. Like, it's just a phone number. And it says, your new name is Ms. Text. That's what it says. And I'm like, okay. I have a lot of friends that I've deleted. Like, as we've gone over, I have a lot of fucking friends that I've deleted. And it's not limited to Facebook or Twitter. I've deleted contacts. Like, I've tried to, like, digitally eliminate people. So I don't know if this is...
Oh, you even do it with cell phone contacts.
If I get something that irritates me, I don't want to see it anymore, I do that. So I don't know if it's one of those people, because I didn't memorize every number. So I just say, why? In response. And the person comes back with, because you always text. And I'm thinking, okay, first of all, I never fucking text. And I never fucking text.
That would be my response also, yeah.
And I now realize that there's no way this person knows me. They wouldn't give me the name Ms. Text to fuck with me and then say the reason is because you always text. And I kind of put it together that this person doesn't know me. So I reply with, your new name is guy who has no idea who he's texting. He says, oh, sorry. I was off by one digit. He was fucking texting the number. Like, he was using a number, not a contact.
He was putting the number in.
He's putting the number in to text somebody, and he fucked it up.
Wow.
Like, who the fuck does that? And how do you know they always text? Like,
I can't even answer this.
This is somebody he knows that it seems to be female that always texts, and so
and he always texts her.
And I'm assuming, and he decided to go for the gusto here and just say your new name is Ms. Text, and I'm thinking, okay, this is probably got a number scrawled on some page, and maybe in a classroom, I'm guessing maybe in like a lecture hall or something. Finally got the balls to talk to some bitch he wanted to fucking get in.
That's always on her cell phone. But
and
it's
she's
not
always
him.
On her phone. She's always fucking dibbing and dabbing on the fucking keys, LOLing with some fucking dick or some fucking cunt. And he's like, I want to get in on this shit. Hey, you want to study? Yeah, here's my number. Okay. And then out of nowhere, he just fucking texts her, or he thinks he does because he fucked the numbers. With his best line. Yeah, I can't get through. What the fuck you mean can't get through, you dick? I'm gonna call this fucking guy right now. I'm gonna call him, Steve.
So what, you've been texting him since?
I've been trying to get this fucking person on. I'm so fucking curious who the fuck this person is that I just fucking have to call this person. Let's see. I'm not gonna say the number because I frequently read type. Okay. And let's do that. We're going to add them to the conference. Steve, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay.
I got the number.
Well, we're going to get his...
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, shit, no! Come on! This fucking person is irritating the shit out of me here. I'm calling him again. Fuck him. Are you there, Steve? Oh, shit. We can't get him. Oh, well.
Your call has been forwarded.
Whoa! I think I hung up with Steve. Steve, are you there? Steven Larper, are you there? God damn! Well, are you there, Steve?
Yeah,
it didn't work out too well. Well,
no, it didn't.
See, this is what pisses me off.
Technology,
guys. Absolutely. So I wanted to see, like, what type of person do you think it is? It could either be two things for me. I'm thinking it's a lonely dude trying to come up with his best line, which is, your new name is Ms. Text.
It's not that guy.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a guy who thinks he's the fucking shit. Right? Has absolutely no idea that he is absolutely the opposite of what he thinks he is.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's not white because I think white people are too humiliated to begin with to even try to do what he did. So I'm saying either Hispanic or black. I'm just going with my gut, man. I'm just saying. I have Hispanic and black friends. I'm related to some.
See, now I'm beyond curious as to who this is, because my initial thought, it's a guy trying to impress a girl, but then I started to think about it, like, what young kid, a guy talking to a girl that I think he's trying to impress.
I'm it's not another girl. I don't think it's a girl.
I don't think it's a girl either.
It's definitely a guy.
But then I'm starting to think, okay, what young guy trying to impress a girl that I think would have to be reasonably young. What young guy would text to a number that he didn't add as a contact?
He might be Eastern European. I take back the black and Hispanic.
So you think he's Eastern European? You think he's a Polak?
That's exactly
he's
where
a
I was.
Polish
thinking.
Dude. Just fucking. They always. Well, you know, Polish people notorious for texting to numbers. I think. I started to think about that. I'm like, well, no, I think it might be somebody old. And I'm thinking maybe this person.
No, this person is younger than me, guaranteed.
I think maybe this person is old, checked his fucking phone bill, tried to text his daughter, and say, hey, your new name is Ms. Text. And then the follow-up would be, why? Because you always text. I don't always text. 300 fucking goddamn texts last month or whatever. And fucking, you stop it. You're going to fucking turn off your fucking phone. That's what I'm thinking it is. And this is why I wanted to talk to this fucking person. No. Or at least get him on the fucking phone. Because it's really fucking irritating me.
Have you texted him more than what you just said before?
Yes.
What did you? What was the further conversation like?
Here's what it was. Oh, sorry, I was off by one digit.
Yeah.
You should call me and apologize on my other line.
Oh.
Okay. And I gave him the number, and then the day that they tried to call, our number was disabled. Oh shit! We have a phone call. It's probably not going to be them.
Don't fuck it up.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with our friend Steve. Who's this?
This is Mo.
Who?
This is Jum.
Jum?
Yeah, got a call for me. It's coming back.
Oh, are you the guy who texted me?
Is this Miss Text?
Oh, you're calling me Miss Text. Yeah, okay, fine. It's Ms. Text. Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
I got this text from you, and I was kind of, now I know it's not some chick's father that's like upset with her. How did you fuck up the number?
Well, it's going on, didn't it?
It what?
I put a digits in there.
Are you from England?
No.
Why are you talking like that?
It's just...
Oh.
What?
I am totally fucking baffled. Did you hang up? Are you there?
No, who's this?
Who do you think this is?
Oh, I'm with Miss Tex.
Yeah, you're talking with Miss Tex. Okay, where are you from?
I'm from the Pulsen State Poster.
Yeah, okay. That sounds...
Say posta?
Yeah, that sounds really good. Why doesn't your number match the number that texted me?
Sorry, man. This is T-Mark. I was just calling and saying hello. What's up?
Oh, my God. Is this the fucking dude from X Factor?
What?
This is the...
Really?
This is J-Mark Inman from fucking X Factor. Are you
Holy
fucking
shit,
kidding me?
Man.
Sorry, I can't keep a straight face, man. I just can't. I'm really bad at that.
Dude, you
might be the coolest person in the world.
Are you trying to be Andy Kaufman too? Is that what this is?
I wish, man. If I could be Andy Kaufman, then I would be pretty happy about that. But I don't think I could ever live up to his standards.
Holy shit!
You got to wrestle Whitman professionally. Is what you have to do.
You know,
I don't know. I mean, Simon Cowell, you know, he made his money basically doing a WWF thing or a WWE thing. I don't know if you remember that when his first record produced was actually for the WWE.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I do. Really? I do remember that. Yeah.
Never heard that one.
Yeah, it was like their album where like Randy Savage rapped or something.
But yeah, I'd probably get my ass kicked unless I had some special move like where I had to pretty much just, I don't know, do something magical like stare someone and they just fell over or something.
No, you would have to swoon with your magical voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Is that Steve the LARPer?
That is Steve the LARPer. By the way, we're talking with J-Mark Inman, who is, you can go to J-Mark Inman, INMAN.com or on Twitter at J-Mark Inman. He had been a guest of our show with our former co-host, Germ Freak, who, honestly, I don't know why he's not our current co-host. I have no idea why we're no longer friends.
I missed that episode. What happened?
Well,
Frank got in an accident.
Yeah, he got in. Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay, so...
So he's no longer Ken's friend.
Can I just call you...
Kyle's friend.
Do I have to call you J-Mark? Can I just choose one?
You can choose J or J Mark or Mark, and it's fine. I mean, really.
Because I almost had a friend named Shawn Michael until he told me he preferred Shawn Michael. But I'll call you Jay. I'll just call you Jay. So, Jay, since you were last on, Germ Freak got in a car accident and posted images of him on a gurney or on a in the back of an ambulance. And
back
so,
to Lori.
So when I saw that he had posted images from his point of view on a fucking stretcher in an ambulance, I figured he's probably okay. And I heard from other people, he's okay. So I started making jokes with him via Twitter and Facebook comments. And like 3 days
As
later,
did I.
three days later, I gave him a call. And the topic of my call was, how are you? And he got really short with me and was pissed that I didn't call him sooner.
Oh, so he got all butthurt because you actually cared, but like 5 minutes too late?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. The fucking accident happened like 5 days ago. That's actually how he said it. And I haven't talked to him since.
Well, you know, maybe he's hurt.
He is. He's definitely hurt.
In an accident, you know, you in the hospital and everything, you know.
Would you do me a favor and just, because he might listen to this, would you just give him some well wishes? Because by the way, he's the one who booked you as a guest.
Yeah, it was actually really nice of him. He's the only person who called me after the X Factor. You know, this is the only gig I got from the show.
So, shit. I'm sorry, buddy.
So I have to thank him for that.
You got it
and
twice.
I hope that he does well and that he's feeling better.
You know, we are trying to focus more on the content that we put out on Heroes Talk, and we're making a better effort this year than we did last year. And I think that what we're going to do is revive some of the events that we had been having. Hopefully, at least, at the very least, the annual Labor Day party. And I hope that we can arrange some kind of an event where maybe if you're in the area, you can show up and say hello, J-Mark.
Sing a song.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, definitely.
Would
so
you
just
sing?
Let me know. Hit me up.
If we had performances, would you perform?
Yeah,
nice.
I would definitely come down to do something. I don't know if you've heard any of my new music or anything.
You know what? I was actually just looking for some of it. I haven't, to be perfectly honest, I haven't really been
the internet.
I haven't really been paying too much attention.
Go to my SoundCloud page. You can hear like a bunch of my newer stuff up there.
It's called Watch This. Is that right?
Yeah, that's my newest song. I did that like last night.
You did this last night. You made this last
internet.
Night. And this is called Watch This. We'll take a quick listen to some of it, if that's
Let's
okay
listen.
With you.
Let's hear.
Here's your J Mark Inman also on SoundCloud.
You can download it on SoundCloud anyway, so.
I like the beat.
Thanks.
This is 80s.
It's alright, this isn't one of my better ones, it's alright.
Here we go.
I'm moving over a little bit over here so that you can see a little bit more clear. And now that I have your greatest attention, let me blow your mind with my grandest invention. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Gonna break it all apart, gonna tear it to bits. Watch this, watch this, watch this.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, man.
Do you want to feel famous tonight?
I gotta say,
catchy.
It is as catchy as it can be. I really
cool.
enjoy it. Well, I gotta hear the hook again. Hold on.
Watch this! Watch this! Watch this!
Watch this!
Watch this! Watch this! Watch this! Watch this!
All in pieces. I like this. This is very good. By the way, he's got quite a few tracks here on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/JMarkInman.
Really nice to promote. I didn't even ask, so that's really quite awesome of you guys.
You know why I'm doing it? Because you didn't come here on the show to fuck us like you did last time, kind of.
Wow. Yeah, last time, I gotta say. from an outside perspective, I'm like...
But I appreciated
it. You're getting rolled.
I kind of did. I appreciated it. I rolled with it, and I think the overall interview was pretty captivating.
In honesty, I really thought you guys were trying to prank me.
No. Yeah,
I know you said that, but that's how I felt at the time.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, afterwards, in retrospect, that you really didn't.
No,
you were just trying to prank back the entire time and to your own deficit, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
I gotcha.
He was trying to head off the prank.
I understand that completely. I definitely can agree with that strategy.
You know, he's a good guy, and he's entertaining as shit. And you know what? You got to listen to J. Mark Inman. You go to his SoundCloud, follow him on Twitter, jmarkinman.com. I'm telling you, Labor Day, if not sooner, we're going to be doing this, and we're going to do it big. It's going to be planned.
That'd be awesome. Where is it, in New Jersey?
Yes.
It's going to be either in New Jersey or in New York. One of the two places. That's where we're
somewhere along the border.
Where we're located. It's probably easier in New York. Because
that's not too far for me. I could probably put together a show.
That would be good. I think that would be pretty fun to have, even if it's just you hanging out instead of performing.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, like once I was in I don't know if you remember this. I think I said this when I was talking to you last time, but I was in like Switzerland, and I had just it was just me and DJ Spooky at a bar.
Yes.
And he was basically spinning for like me and the bartenders, and I thought that was awesome. And so I don't even mind in that situation, you know.
I think it would be good. I mean, I need to get this dialogue going, because last year we didn't do the Labor Day party. That's the first time in like 4 years that we didn't do it. And every other time it's been great. It's been a really good time. I'm adamant that this year we're going to do it. I hope that that everybody from Geeks of Rage, our other shows, Best in Show and Hate Us Talk, I hope they all can be involved in some way. And J. Mark Inman, you know what? I have to say, I was a little irritated last time. Possibly understandably so, but you know what? I thank you very, very much for checking in on us and calling in again.
I was going to say, his continued interest at least has some merit.
I'd say so.
A lot of merit.
We still never heard the purple pills that you did, though. You did mention that you did a cover of purple pills.
That's a rare track.
No. You know what actually happened? Right after the show, I added J. Mark Inman on my Twitter feed, which was the very last person I added. And I think J. Mark Inman is also the very last person that replied to me on Twitter.
Wow.
And it was like the day after you did the show with Frank.
Now, let me ask you this, because, you know, we're in the midst of a new American Idol. There's The Voice. Do you watch any of this shit?
You know, it's I don't, because I don't have a TV, so I can't get American Idol, but The Voice comes on to Hulu, and in all honesty, I think it's kind of boring, but I think that it's got some great singers on it and great artists, but it's just, I like to see some more interesting things, you know, than everything being all lovey-dovey. This is awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like when they're mean. I like when people get a little bit mean. And I don't like American Idol, because anytime they show fucking Steven Tyler enjoying music, it looks like he's trying to figure out what ingredients are in a stew. Like he's just sniffing and shaking his fucking withered head. You know what? The Voice is nice, because you get to try and figure out how many more years until Christina Aguilera's tits explode. So it's good.
Right.
And you got the CeeLo Green Tyrannosaurus Rex arms freak show.
Yeah, it's just fucking bizarre.
What is with his physique?
He's a pug. I'm convinced that they gave human properties to a pug.
Took pug DNA and injected it into the.
He's the first patient of stem cells, but they could only use pug stem cells. Completely turned him into a.
He's got his cat there, and his cat is like longer than his arms, and it's scary because his body is three times as long as the cat.
Well, let's not forget that we have J. Mark Inman on the phone, who is by far a better guest than the guy that randomly texted me.
Where'd you come up with Mrs. Text anyway?
That's what the fuck the guy said to me. He said, "Is your name?"
No,
your
I'm
new
asking.
Name is...
I'm asking J. Mark.
It wasn't him. He was pretending to be the guy.
I heard you guys talk about it.
Yeah, Steve.
I thought you were like.
Steve's having some kind of a fucking residual high from.
No, I thought he was concocting this elaborate plan to get back on the show.
Like he found my personal cell phone number and just.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah,
that was in the Frank ages.
I have this number. It's like the public on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, this one is public. I want to let you, plug anything you want because we are pushing this out here to, you know, a decent amount of people who consume online content and are always looking for new music. What's the one project right now that you're working on that you want to expose to people?
That's a good question. You know, I'm actually really considering doing a Kickstarter campaign.
Okay.
So that I can put out another album. And I just got approval for it to do it, but I haven't put it out yet. And I'm thinking of doing, like, launching it maybe sometime really, really soon so that, because I've got all these songs.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, I want to release it onto an LP or something. So I'm not really pushing anything right now because I have just been trying to write and record. I've been trying to get myself in front of the industry people like music supervisors and trying to get on music on TV placements and things like that. So I don't really have much for the public right now.
Well, I'm really pulling for you because I gotta say I didn't know what to expect when I was gonna click on watch this, and I fucking love it. I honestly really think
it's good.
It's a very catchy hook.
Yeah.
The beat is reminiscent of things that I enjoyed from my childhood in the
Cure. 80s. I felt a Cure vibe to that.
Yeah. That, by the way, if Germ Freak were still alive, he would enjoy that song.
Still alive.
I don't know.
After his tragic car accident.
Let's not speak ill of the dead.
Is he dead?
No, he's still alive.
He died?
No, he didn't die. He didn't die. I'm sorry about that.
I will not allow another death rumor to proceed in DJ Newstyle's name.
He didn't die, but he would appreciate it if you dedicated your next song to him.
Yeah,
I might not do that. I don't really know him well enough to dedicate. But
Have you ever dedicated a song to anybody? Better.
Yeah, I have. Usually dedicate to my teachers, things that people like that, you know.
People that maybe actually gave you a chance, whereas everybody else didn't.
So Frank never
gave
you a chance.
So Frank never gave you a chance. You know what, I gotta say, Frank was very hurt, deeply, deeply hurt, that you called him fat and bald.
I appreciate it, but in all honesty, you get like 6 viewers.
Yeah,
he did give me a chance in a certain sense, but I don't really expect people to be knocking down my doors.
Yeah, we are on an off night tonight.
We have
a handful of viewers right now. This really isn't our night, to be honest, J. Mark. But I assure you that a lot more people will hear this after having
done it. I hope so. Actually, if you keep doing it, I assure you they will too. The more people will be watching because just be consistent, be as good as you've been, and it'll be fine. Oh. We get more people. Actually, I think this is up in viewers from last time, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
What do you mean by last time? Have you been listening recently?
Yeah, I don't know. Our live views at this point are shit. Are very much shit.
We used to have.
Oh, you get more downloads then.
We get a lot more downloads. We get a lot of downloads actually, but
do we?
Our live showing.
I don't know anything about that.
I think we get about 1,000 to 1,500 a month. And we do 4 shows maximum. So,
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That many people.
That's pretty good.
I mean, we're small. I mean, that's not anything to really brag about, but for somebody who has six people showing up on a Tuesday or even a Thursday night, you would expect far less, but for whatever reason.
Thursday night, act of God.
People download it and listen as they try to forget their shitty jobs.
No, I don't even get, like, views or anything on anything I do, so, like, 1,500 is pretty good.
Well, I hope you do, and I hope that we can contribute in some way. By the way, J. Mark Inman on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/J Mark with a K, Inman with an I-N-M-A-N, J. Mark Inman. You got to download his shit. You have to hear, at least listen to Watch This.
I will after this show.
I'm going to fucking, personally. You know what? I think I'm going to fucking ride out the show with Watch This. Instead,
instead of
Rammstein. I've never done this.
Yeah, this is new ground.
I've never done this.
Jim. New ground. Wow.
I'm gonna do this right now. We're gonna actually close out the show with Watch This. Unless you have another song.
Thanks for letting me call in again, even though I just did it on my own anyway and didn't talk to you about it beforehand.
I don't care. Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, you can see that we roll with whatever we get. And we appreciate whatever we get. So, again, thank you very much for calling in. We're going to go out. Do you have a different song you'd rather us do this?
No, that's actually a pretty good closeout song.
Okay,
good.
I would say.
All right.
Well, but I would recommend people listen to Sliding if they only listen to one song on there, because that might be one of my better ones.
Okay. Close it out with Sliding.
Do you want us to close it out with Sliding?
No, Sliding's not a good closeout song. I think Watch This is.
Okay, right, we're going to close it out with Watch This. J. Mark Inman, thank you very much for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Steve, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I'd like to say thank you to J. Mark Inman for his continued support of the DJ New Style show.
And I as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for letting me do this later.
Always welcome.
Have a good one, buddy. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy J. Mark Inman's Watch This. The lyrics here, everything. Do you want to feel famous tonight? Gonna show you how to do it right. Just take a little bit of this dancing trick and then make it all your own to destroy your stick. Watch this!
Watch this!
Watch this!
Watch this!
Watch this!
Watch
this! I love it. I'll do the first one, you do the second one. Oh shit, it's over. Oh no, here we go. Threw me off there, J-Mark. Threw me off.
This is about the second one.
Honestly, if he goes to our goddamn Hear Us Talk fucking Labor Day party and pulls out Watch This,
that would be the greatest thing ever in my life.
I don't have to do anything else in my life. That would be it. Yeah. I could fucking die happy.
Watch this. You know what?
It's gonna be if you heard that, I'm telling you, it's gonna be in your head. I'm telling you. Absolutely telling you. Well, I guess should we have ended the show then? I guess. I mean, we did get through it, but I mean, we played the whole thing. We're not required to end at this point, but maybe we should.
It's up to you.
Steve, did you
another hour?
You want to do another hour?
You want to do an extra hour?
You know what? Why don't we do something different?
Uh-oh. What's this?
What's this? Fucking love it. You know what? Let me get to the goddamn hook again.
The hook is great. It's great.
Open up to the door here so that you can see a little bit more clear. And I will have your greatest attention with my grandest invention. Watch this!
What's this?
It's fucking great! Watch this!
What's this? I'm telling you. I don't know what it is about that song. You know, traditionally, you take all the elements of that song. I shouldn't like it. I fucking love it right now. I don't even know what it is.
Telling you, yo.
Telling you. All right, hold on. Steve, stay on the line.
I'm right here.
Don't hang up, no matter what, okay?
Be here.
All right. I think, you know what? This is part one. We're ending part one. Why don't we start part two?
This is the DJ New Style bonus part two show.
Let's end it up. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you for downloading this.
It's necessary.
It's true. It is. Listen. Okay. DJNewStyleShow.com, BestInShowRadio.com, GeeksOfRageShow.com, and HateUsTalk.com. That's the Hear Us Talk goddamn lineup. We're doing it big. 2012 is our fucking year. We got J. Mark Inman on our fucking side. He's going to perform for us.
Yes.
He's going to be the house band. Watch this!
Watch this!
I'm honestly disappointed that Rammstein didn't just start saying, watch this.
Watch this! Watch this! Watch this!
Watch das! Watch das! Anyway. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
RP.